All right. Yo, what's going on? This is the Highly Advised Podcast. I am here with my amigos and compadres yet again. This is episode 83 of the Highly Advised Podcast. How are you guys doing this week? How are you feeling? It is Thanksgiving for the listeners. Hope you're enjoying food and festivities and family and fun and all that other nonsense.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners right now. I'm quite sure you're probably listening to this as you're getting ready to go out, hit your cousins, try to get at least about 6 plates from all your family, friends, make all those stops, build those plates up, stack it up. I'm doing good. I'm quite sure if you don't know who it is, if you can't tell by the voice, or if you just seen the face but don't know who I am, this is Spence, otherwise known as St. Kitch, of the Highly Advised Podcast. I'm here with my two brothers. It's Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. There's turkey to be passed around. Ayo, do you put mushrooms in your stuffing?
So first of all, mushrooms.
Random question.
Mushrooms can be in the stuffing. I don't make stuffing. My mom does. That being said, I hate mushrooms. I hate them.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're disgusting when they're cooked.
Oh, wow.
Hate them.
That's interesting. That's an interesting perspective.
They're mushrooms slimy. Slimy? Yeah, when you, saute them, they're just not really appetizing.
Bro. I mean, know what you need? You got to get some trumpet mushrooms. Oyster mushrooms.
I'm good. I'll pass on the mushrooms entirely.
Nah, bro. You on your... Yo, ain't you trying to be vegan or something?
Nah. Healthy is nice. You know what I mean? I like eating healthy and keeping up, but... Yeah, all that other stuff, I gotta pass on that.
Listen, man, if you're trying to be up, eat the king oyster mushroom, bro. Trust me.
Wow, listen, man. What do you have going on for Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
That's what's up. You're gonna be thankful and blessed nonetheless, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving to the living embodiment of knowledge. You know, I guess that's the way it goes. When you when you know everything, I guess you don't need to know what's going on Thanksgiving.
Tell me you are Thanksgiving, man.
See, there you go. I guess it is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
So what are you making for Thanksgiving, Spence?
What am I making? So what I want to make is probably some duck, maybe. I'm not doing the stuffing. So I'll probably just do the duck and cornbread and let my mother rock out with everything else. I might make a pork shoulder. Actually, it's like this Puerto Rican shoulder I make also. So I might make that instead. I'm eating good. Just know over here, St. Kitch is in the kitchen. Just know the saint is blessing the food this week. So
I'm not mad at it. Hey, do your thing, man. You gotta, you know, go ahead and try and cook something. You know what I mean?
Got to. It got to break away from just the turkey all the time. I'm gonna try to switch it up.
Well, even though I just heard what you said, I'm gonna try and fry a turkey.
I'm switching it up though.
No, I mean, you're right. I don't like the whole baked turkey thing. I personally think baked turkeys are dry as fuck. I'm not into that, you know what I mean? Now if you can fry a turkey, or what do they do, what do you call it, not grilling a turkey but smoking a turkey, you know what I mean? Just don't put it in the oven and bake that shit unless you're really trying to get it moist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's a way around it, but it's like, it's just extra steps. It can be a headache. So
all right,
because you have to inject, in order to bake it and not be dry, you have to inject more water or moisture into the chicken, like a brine, pretty much. You have to brine the chicken for a minute. We got to talk about that too.
Yeah, no, we'll get into that one day, definitely, for sure. But I know we saw somebody getting into something else. So you saw Benny sign a deal with Def Jam. I know you saw that. I know y'all saw that.
Oh yeah, man. I think that was a big thing, man. Finally, Benny the Butcher, who we've all been following for a few years now, at least since Tana Talk 3. I'm happy to see this, man. I don't know the specifics, but I'm quite sure he got what he wanted. Definitely.
Me personally, I'm just curious to see well, here Tana Talk 4 at this point in time, I think is going to be another, you know, album that we're going to put somewhere on the rankings of the albums this year, I'm sure. You know what I mean? I'm curious to hear the production more or less than anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, that's a fact. My only thing is, like, I don't know if y'all saw, but he did a song with Murray.
Yeah.
And as long as the beats do not sound like that, I'm fine. I wasn't a big fan of the song he did with Murray, just because I wasn't used to hearing him on a beat like that.
I don't know what a song with those two would even sound like. You know what I mean? Their styles are so different that I will be curious to hear that. Because, I mean, I don't mind Murray, but I'm not really, like, listening to his music every day, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm curious to see what comes out of that.
Yeah. I mean, well, trust me, I think we'll see it. I think we'll see something pretty soon. And honestly, I think I will say this, though. I think this is the perfect time for him to be signed to Def Jam, with Snoop Dogg being at the running, pretty much one of the people running things in Def Jam at this point. He's able to make certain calls at this point. So I think he's actually landed in a good space at a good time. So hopefully, honestly, we might end up seeing even some more with, we might end up getting some stuff more with him and Dave East too, because there's a Def Jam had, I think Def Jam had a lot going on prior to Snoop being someone to sit at the helm. So
I thought you were going to say something like Def Jam Vendetta or something like that. Like, I'd be curious to see.
Oh,
like,
that would be crazy.
A fighting game. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we can put, like, even Snoop Dogg versus a boxer, as you know, boxing right now or something like that. You know what I mean?
Shoot. I mean, at this point, you better off just using Sean Porter. I mean, okay. After this, right. That's the best boxer for him at this time. I mean, Sean Porter, I believe after his Terrence Crawford fight, I've seen the speculation that he's now retiring from the sport. So, I mean, this would be a good gig for him. He can get punched. He can be a gatekeeper there, and he won't feel bad about it.
Hey man, shouts out to him. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand why, if you're at the top, it's kind of like what DC did, right? Like, hey, look, if I'm not fighting for the belt, what do I really need to be fighting for? You know what I mean?
No, that's true. I mean, I think Sean Porter also, you got to realize, like, he's, and we had kind of spoke towards it before, like, he's more or less a fighter where he's essentially always been a gatekeeper. Like, he's not going to get a belt just because of the stiff level of competition at the next level. So, yeah, I mean, listen, that's probably the best option. It's like, yo, you're not going to get a belt. So it's like, why keep fighting? I mean, granted, like, it's similar to what we had said with Max Holloway.
I mean, shouts out to him, though. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get to see the chance to see the fight, so I'm going to rewatch it throughout the week, and maybe we can all talk about it, you know, whenever, I guess. TBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a fact. That's definitely a fact. You got anything else to say, Lau?
I mean, shouts out to Terrence Crawford. Shouts out to Sean Porter.
Got you. Yeah, so shout outs to them. Unless the listeners haven't realized this is Thanksgiving. So we don't want to take up too much of your time for tonight. So well, for the special day. So we got a few more things for you. But yeah. I do know outside of the Sean Porter thing, which I think was some type of news in sports, something else happened earlier this week with the trial with Kyle Rittenhouse. He was actually found not guilty, and he was able to walk free of all charges. I mean, I think there's been a lot of conversation to talk about this, definitely in comparison to other crimes that have been committed from other people that have in the sentencing that they're facing. So it's been a lot going on with this. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's just crazy. I mean, it's so much that can be said that you feel lost for words. So what's your guys' thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, like, I think that this situation all around is unfortunate. You know what I mean? Because people were killed. That being said, though, like, I know that a lot of people, I've heard from both sides of people who agree and disagree on this. And I think the debate is interesting, but I just really wonder how this case is going to affect cases like this in the future. So, I mean, that's really it. But, you know, definitely, I think that it's good that at least the case is over so we can move on to other things like, you know, the Ahmaud Arbery case as well.
Yeah, no, that's definitely. But I think I'm not sure, but didn't the guys from that receive some type of sentencing, or there was some type of, well, let me not say it. There was some type of progression in that whole case, correct?
If I'm not mistaken, I think that they're still going through it. I'm pretty sure they're dealing with that case right now. So I'm honestly not even sure.
Yeah. Well, I saw something. I know there was like some type of progression in that whole case. I don't know what, and maybe in terms of the charges or whatever the next steps are, but hopefully we're able to see some more towards that, because that was another big thing that happened. I mean, it all kind of coincides with even outside of just those type of topics, other bad news, definitely in terms of like someone losing their lives and being a young Black man. One is sin. I mean, it's unfortunate, definitely on Thanksgiving, to be sending these condolences, but sending the condolences to young Dolph and his family. Unfortunately, young Dolph, he lost his life on his way to, well, when he was at Makita's Cookies, I believe is the name of a cookie bakery or whatever in Memphis. So I'm still processing it. So you guys have any thoughts on this? Or
I think it's sad that young Dolph died, you know, at this moment in time. I was just getting into his music, you know what I mean? I was actually not really listening to young Dolph for a long time. And like in like the past few months, I had just kind of started getting into his music a little bit more. So to me, this is unfortunate in that way. I mean, I think it's always unfortunate when a rapper dies, because like, one, it's usually in a way like this. And, you know, a lot of these rappers are, you know, not old at all. So it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, I think he was 36 when he passed. So he was pretty young. I was a big fan of his, actually. So big fan of his. I don't know. Yeah, he made good money music that to me was motivational to get you through whatever you're trying to get to, or whatever obstacle of success you were going, your obstacles you were facing and towards your path to success. So it's a shame. Still sad. Prayers to Glock and Key Glock and family and friends. I believe they still did do his turkey drive despite his passing. So, which was good. But it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate.
But you know what, though? In brighter news, like, you know, like we mentioned last week or maybe a week prior to that, with Drake and Kanye, or I should say Kanye and Jay Prince, you know what I mean? We see that they're having their meeting with Drake and they're tying things together.
Yeah, I've seen something that Jay Prince wanted Kanye and Drake to squash their beef, because it was something along the lines that they're pretty much, they should be on the same side and not against each other, and they should put their personal differences aside. Drake was hosting some sort of event at his house up in Canada, and he had a bunch of different celebrities up there. One of them, Kanye himself, other people like Dave Chappelle was there. So it wasn't just rap artists or whatever. It was from all facets of entertainment. And from there, they just really squashed their beef. They posted a couple of pictures, they posted a video. And I think it's really good for both of them, but also for the landscape of rap, where you have two of the elite four of the rap game today kind of come together. And now you could see them make more good music with each other, and how possibly influence where they could, hey, everybody that's beefing, you guys can squash beefs or whatever. So I think Drake and Kanye West squashing their beef together was pretty cool. And that's one positive thing for 2020 out of the many miserable things that has happened.
No, definitely so. Definitely. I think it is good that they did squash their beef. I will be honest, if it were to reignite, I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like this was more of a thing that it was done in a manner. I don't think all parties had a choice in this. I mean, I think we kind of had a discussion similar to that last week, or a few weeks ago. But yeah, I mean, I think this is good nonetheless. Definitely based off what the purpose of it is and what the end goal is when it's coming to the ending to freeing Larry Hoover. It was cool though. I was very surprised to see something like that definitely in the middle of the night. But hey, man, at some point, I mean, I think these guys have been speaking and talking to each other a little bit longer than what we found out. I mean, it's Jay Prince. There's always some movers and shakers trying to get some things out the way.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure. Well, I know we all watched it last night because we were chilling out and whatever. But Earl Sweatshirt put out a new song called 2010. I thought it was pretty cool. You know, it sounded like a little blend of what Earl Sweatshirt's been doing for the last few years, and similar to what, like, he's like actually keeping a steady flow on like his, you know, music in the last few years. So I thought it was nice to hear. Do you guys think that he might be dropping a project anytime soon?
No.
Nah, I don't think, not right now. I think if anything, hopefully he drops a project in like maybe top of the year. Maybe I can see him maybe dropping something after February, if anything. I think this is just him trying to figure out get the temperature. I think that I will say this, I think 2010, which is a song, was pretty good. If he raps like that more often, I think he will be in a better spot, in a better light in terms of listeners, the taste of listeners. So it sounded like he mixed that sound that we love from like that golden era, you can say, of boom bap with also an updated version of that while still spitting like it's like 2007. So I don't know. I think this was actually a really good song. Hopefully his album does sound like that, but I'm sure that'd be sometime early next year. How about yourself?
Hey man, if you put something out, you know, I'm always down to hear some Earl Sweatshirt shit. You know what I mean? Like even with him going to the more, I'm not even sure how you would describe it, the different flow that he used, like I still like his shit. So, you know, anytime he puts something out, I'm ready for that.
Nah, that's a fact. I mean, and you know something, worst come to worst, I mean, granted, he is a man, so he may not have an issue with this, or at least getting placement. But if he doesn't come up with an album in the meantime, maybe he can help out Cardi B and Halle Berry as Halle Berry is working on this MMA movie called Bruised. Her and Cardi B are actually executive producing an all-woman soundtrack for this movie. So I'm sure, hopefully, Earl Sweatshirt may be able to ghostwrite for someone there in the meantime. But hey, man, shout-outs to Cardi B and Halle Berry as well. My bad.
No, you're good. I was going to say the same thing. I actually cut you off, though.
Oh, well, you can cut my part out and say it again.
No. I'm good. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Do we have anything else for the listeners?
Man, I'm about to go eat this turkey. Even though I said I'm not with the traditionals, I'm about to go eat this turkey, probably some pinel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I might even make some coquito. There might even be coquito served by the time listeners are hearing this. There's coquito being served. There's pinel. There's arroz candules. Oh, we having all of that. And we might have some stuff in the turkey and mac and cheese. So make sure while you're eating all that, drink your water. I mean, you a family, so you know, sanitize, mask up. But you know what I mean? Enjoy yourself. Stay blessed.
All the good stuff.
See you later.
All right, y'all. You have been highly advised. We will see you next week. Have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving. You've been highly advised. Shashaw.